buy like you know, some really bad souvenirs.
Okay,
like,
sure.
Man, I got to get back inside the gates.
Yeah,
man.
Not a place you're comfortable.
What's happening out here, bro? Yeah.
If I go outside, feel right, son.
I go outside the gates. It's targeted. I go to the Trek bike store.
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah.
If you're wondering, I still don't have my bike.
Oh well, you got till Wednesday, right?
I'm never gonna get that bike from him. Right?
What's the?
Didn't it have that feel like he forgot or something?
Didn't sound like it was topping the to-do list.
Yeah, which is fine. Let me just do it on my own.
You would have had it by now.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Trek's a pretty big company. I think they ship a lot of bikes.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you matte black is not that. I bet it's not an unpopular color.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So I would imagine they make a lot of them. But whatever. I was looking to see if they still had the Orange Julius menu, but but anyway, trust me, it was they call it a Chicago dog. It was a chili dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but perhaps my favorite invention here is the rainbow cone.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And that's only eaten in a cone, or do you get it in a dish?
I get it. I buy it by the quart.
Okay.
Or pint if I'm trying to, you know.
And they're layered. They're perfectly layered.
Yeah, they scoop it in. They scoop
You've
in.
Never had one?
I don't think I have.
Why don't we send somebody over to
it's closed.
Navy Pier.
Oh, there's one on Navy Pier?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. We should
Because there was one right across the street on State Street. And then as soon as we got the job there, mm-hmm. It closed.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I would have pick some up and take it at home,
because
mm-hmm. You can get a pint or a quart of it. Or,
yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't it be kind of fun to watch Dog have his first rainbow cone?
Yeah, you know my rules about eating, which I don't know what the hell went on here Friday. I can only imagine.
Oh yeah, it was a.
We had like at 2 o'clock. We had deep dish pizza.
Uh-huh.
Then at 3 o'clock we had a brisket. Milkshake break. Then
yeah.
Brisket.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't. You just did the podcast, so I'm kidding. But yeah, I mean, someday if we could get some rainbow cone in 5-ish,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a small, you know, a couple of scoops.
I'll see if they're on Grubhub.
Well, no. Let's not do it today. We'll relax.
Okay, I'll just check.
Yeah, this guy, man.
Good to know.
Let's do this.
What's your login on Grubhub again?
No, I'd like to try it. And I'm just curious, like, are you able to enjoy all 5 flavors at once, or do you pair them up 2 by 2? Or
they pair them for you. It's here, if you can see the picture here. They kind of stack them up.
Oh, see? I see. Sure.
So it's almost like 5 scoops, but 5 partial scoops.
Gotcha. No,
chocolate, strawberry, Palmer House, which is cherry, vanilla,
mm-hmm.
with... What kind of nut is in that? I think it's a walnut. I think.
Yeah, we were reading about it. Remember on the radio the other day, we learned that they're making a beer, a brewery, a Southside brewery is making a rainbow cone flight of beers, and they described it. I think it was a walnut.
Yeah, but they only had 4 beers, and rainbow cone is 5 flavors. So.
Mm-hmm. They combine the strawberry and the chocolate into 1 beer.
Yeah, that's not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway,
cutting corners.
It's one of my favorites, and I'm looking at their website here. They seem to have a cake, which might be somewhat mind blowing.
Wow!
You can get a pint for $6.59. A small cone is $4.29. Large cone $5.39. Why not just get a pint for $6.59?
Yeah, that seems to be the thing.
I'm going
to
walk around licking something in front of people.
Yeah, you don't like to do that.
No, I do all my licking in private, man.
One-on-one.
One-on-one, man. Whatever it is you want me to lick, I'll lick it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to lick it in private.
Right. I don't want either one of us distracted.
The rainbow cake consists of all 5 ice cream flavors of the rainbow cone on top of a cake layer. Just stop by the store, pick out your cake from the freezer, and we can write a short personal message on it. Mine would say, "This is my cake. Don't eat it." Each cake serves 10 to 12 people. It costs $42.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah. All right. Well. That's so I think that's my favorite indigenous. Well, I don't. It's just it's on the list of the top five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your deep dish, your beef, sausage,
mm-hmm.
combo, hot dog, rainbow cone. That's six, but I'll combo the beef and the, you know, make a combo out of the beef and the sausage.
What about Wrigley's gum?
I don't like gum. Never Correct. Been a fan of gum.
It's not really food.
What about Garrett's? Is that do they innovate?
Oh
that?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Cracker Jack.
No.
Tootsie Roll.
No.
Twinkie.
Lemon.
I mean,
Heads.
I knew about all that stuff.
Yeah.
But Garrett's popcorn, I didn't.
Oh,
although
yeah.
my dad had a place that he would go for cheese, popcorn, and caramel corn mixed together in L.A.
Mm.
Mm.
So he had. My dad had some. Must have had some knowledge of it.
Yeah.
He'd been through here a couple of times.
Maybe you've got some brothers around town or brothers or
sisters.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Let's check the rehab centers. Yeah. I'm sure that's where they'd be.
Twinkies invented here. Also, chocolate brownies invented here.
Yeah, all right.
At the Palmer House Hotel.
Really?
You weren't here on Friday when Brendan disclosed that he went to the gas station as a complete stoner purchase, and he turned us on to this... Peanut butter and chocolate Twinkie looks fucking ghastly.
It was it's chocolate cake with peanut butter like Twinkie filling, you know, vaguely peanut butter tasting Twinkie filling. I'll show you a picture.
A Twinkie feeling is something different.
That's
a website.
It was one of your soft rock albums, I think. From
all right, that looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
No, not you, him.
No. He just shared the story of how he was out there doing that.
Were you high?
No, I don't get high anymore unless I'm, you know, at a rap show and Snoop's passing something out.
All right, okay.
But I was.
Really?
There were other.
Straight arrow?
There were. I just don't. It's just not my game.
Yeah, no, hey, I'm with you, man. You get too high.
Yeah,
it doesn't. I can't be this high. This is not fun. I gotta go hide in the closet.
Yeah, I don't have fun with it, so why do it?
Yeah,
but there were other kids. There were like 18-year-old kids in there that were high because they were buying lighters and all this shit. And I earned their respect with the food that I was holding.
Junkie diet.
Yeah, my Mountain Dew ice and my
well, that's
Lays
good. That's important
vinegar.
To have the respect of a bunch of 17-year-old stoners.
Right on, bro.
Foot First Podiatry, 847-352-9221. Keith, Samantha, Chicago, Oakbrook, Schaumburg. Hey, if you go into Il Porcellino or Oyster Bar, make an open table reservation and mention the podcast there. That would be great. And then if you could tweet that out, that would also be great.
Saganaki also invented here. That's a good one.
Saganaki, yeah, sure. But I've already given you my list, so why are you trying to make it bigger?
Pepper and egg sandwich.
I do like a pepper and egg sandwich.
Uh-huh. And you probably hadn't had one before, right?
No, I have never been any place this Catholic.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Ooh,
no.
Pizza puff.
Mm. No, anything that I could get elsewhere.
Can you get those elsewhere? But they were invented here.
Yeah, you mean like a Geno's pizza puff?
Like a pizza puff? No. Oh, you mean like pizza rolls? No.
Like frozen.
No, I'm talking like you go into a shop and you get.
Who gets a pizza puff at a pizza place?
At a beef stand or a hot dog place.
Oh, a little.
Those like, yeah.
Oh, I don't know about those.
A little dung bag.
Chicken Vesuvio invented here.
All right.
This is your life.
That I would imagine Steve that was Stomach. Also that was in Greek Town or at a coffee shop, right?
Uh-huh.
Chicken Vesuvio.
And Kronos Euro invented here.
All right. I gotta add Euro to the list.
Uh-huh.
I never really in Detroit they have something called Olga's, which is like a Euro, but it's on a sweet bread.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.